Hello, and welcome to this week's The Proteomics Show. This is a special limited series called The Road to Chicago, sponsored by US HUPO.
Hi, I'm Ben Osborne, and I'm here with the surfer from South Carolina, Dr. Benjamin Neely. And this week, we don't have a guest. We just have a US HUPO agenda.
Yeah, and we're also not recording this part of the show after we've talked, so we're just... going straight into it. It may be horrible. It may be wonderful, but it's us and the agenda.
We just won't post it. It's not good.
Okay. So for starters, like in time, we're 2 weeks prior to the conference.
I've got February 22.
Yeah. And well, so I guess this is my question to you, Ben, before we like look at the agenda. How do you prepare for conferences? Like, how much prep do you actually do?
For this one, a lot, but that's because we've got a workshop. I've got I've got a very special poster or two, and now that I've got, and I have students presenting. So this one, students that have posters. So, so this one's a lot of prep. And, and I guess most places I end up speaking for, never during the main conference, but always, they always find like some cubby hole to put me in at like 7 a.m. or 11 p.m. so I can talk
like
to
lunch. I saw you at a lunch.
Oh yeah. I guess I get a lunch once in a while, but and then then I prepare a lot for my talks, but if I'm just going to go, then I just make sure I've got like a spare set of shoes.
How much do you look at the program? Like as we're about to possibly do, do you ever like look at it?
It depends. Like ASMS, you have to want to get to anything, I think you have to look at it in advance. But quite honestly, I probably do that while drinking on the plane.
I'd say that's for me. ASMS is wait, do I what?
Yeah, do you prepare?
ASMS, I would have to, but I think these smaller conferences. Like an IMSC or a HUPO or a US HUPO, I think I go and then I just kind of let it happen. I'll look at the book when they hand it. And we can talk about like, so US HUPO is essentially a two-stage conference, right? There's two stages, they're happening in parallel. So your choices are just, it's like an AB. So at any given moment, you're just AB'd, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to the conferences where there's just one like stage? It's one of my favorites. So everyone in the conference sees all the talks.
Yeah. There's a really cool gram positive. No, maybe it's just pathogens. There's this really cool thing that the state of Virginia puts on at a ski resort every year. And it's a single stage thing, but it's just microbiologists. And, I went to that during grad school and maybe 1 year in my postdoc. So that's like everybody's together. And then they allot a decent amount of time. So you have time on the slopes and it's cheap there, because you're in and staying at the resort. But outside that, I think mostly bigger ones.
Yeah. No, I like, well, and I will get to, I think that's actually the brilliance of the posters and the lightning sessions. Okay. So
this
the
is
conference
only going to be my second US HUPO, by the way.
I think this is only my second US HUPO too. Okay. I know. We should actually put that at the beginning. If I say something that's wrong, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Did you just realize that this is your fourth US HUPO?
No, it's my. No, it's straight up.
And I honestly wouldn't have went if you hadn't been organizing it last year.
The Charleston.
I basically went like,
I still don't. That was my favorite one. Like, so Jenny asked me, she was president, and then she asked me to be one of the organizers. And I'm like, I've never been to one. Like I had to organize. And that's a good one too, is, there's four organizers. I forgot, who is it?
Nemes is one of them, Peter Nemes.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I know everyone else.
No, it's a rock star. So it's Jeffrey Savas, Peter Nemes, Ling Hao. God, I'm gonna get these names
Oh,
wrong,
yeah.
and Yingzhen Li. So yeah, it's a pretty incredible. And they always kind of get them kind of regional, right? So if it's so, if next year's West Coast, they'll have like West Coasters on
That
the
makes sense.
organizers. And there's this, it's really hard to organize a conference, I can say that. And as Brett Finney said, is you don't think about it if the conference goes well, but when the conference sucks, like you curse them, like you just
Yeah. I think it's, yeah, it's like Amazon review some products, right? Like I always to think like if that was a mediocre chipper shredder thing, no one's gonna write anything. But if it blows up, then those are gonna be the reviews that get posted. I think it's probably just human nature, right? Like everybody at International Hupo is, they're just gonna remember the AV issues and stuff. But there were so many talks where everything went great and there was so much good information. It's just easier to remember things like, there not being any slides.
Well, and I think we're US Hupo is really lucky. They moved to this, and you'll see them, the Conference Solutions, like a few years back. And it's kind of like, and I don't know if you got this last year, but maybe you'll see it this year, but it's almost like having a wedding coordinator because they just run around and like make everything happen. Like you're almost like the talent. Like, I was telling you, like I did the lightning talk with Renee, and basically like we just had to sit, say words. Everything else, all the really hard stuff was other people, and they were like dealing with stuff. They made the music happen, they made the slides happen, they like corralled people. And so that's really fun because I've had other conferences where like you have to, you're doing it, and that's hard.
Imagine.
So have you organized a conference before?
No.
It's
I don't think
coming.
that I'm the first person you think of when you think like that dude should organize something.
I wouldn't go to that conference, be like, it's a rave. Why not?
I've never
That's
organized a rave either, so yeah.
well, those
Okay, we're gonna
things
talk about
always
this
die.
agenda.
Oh yeah, sorry. I just really misunderstood.
No. Hey, yeah. I'm on day one and
Is day one
man,
Saturday?
it's Saturday, yeah. There's a short course. And had I paid more attention to this, I probably would have insisted that people from my group go to this. Because that looks really good. But one of the students in my lab will be fresh off a plane from Vegas, and so he just barely gets to fit in, so he's coming in a little late. But the yeah no, but this looks really helpful. So there's a short course on analysis of quantitative proteomics experiments with TMT using frag pipes and mSTATs TMT. And
Part
I think that
one,
that's really useful. What's that?
two, it's a
Oh, part
2-day
one.
course. Yeah,
Oh,
part one,
three
part
courses.
two.
Crap.
It's a
Yeah.
twofer.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, because I think you need a day to, at least a day to spend getting MS stats working, right? Because it's one of those things I think you probably get really good at after you've done it a few times, but starting it's tough.
And I feel like Olga Vitek, I feel like she consistently teaches a short course at USU, but I again, I don't know nothing, but I feel like this is a reoccurring short course, whether or not it's this or something else. Like I feel like she, so for any listeners who want MS stats, you can probably come to USUPO a day early.
No. And I knew some real stats people that have looked at the MS stats stuff and it's one of the ones where they're actually complementary, right? That's right, where a lot of times when anyone looks at our stuff in proteomics, they're like, you guys do it. Like, do you even do a t-test, right? But with Olga's stuff, I think it's worth it once you get that uptake. But yeah, so I didn't realize that Saturday and Sunday.
Just put
Yeah,
a
no.
ruler on the computer screen,
Oh
like
yeah,
with your
no.
data. Just
That's
measure it.
it's twofold upregulated. I'm gonna draw a line.
Just draw it, like literally.
We're all guilty of that, right? So we're gonna have to grow out of it, or we're gonna have to find other things to do for a living.
And you're coming on Saturday?
I'm getting in Saturday afternoon. It just made
All right.
sense, so I had time to prepare for our workshop on the next day,
Right, so
which,
Saturday, there's a bunch of short courses
wow,
on
yeah.
S Sunday before, so things really get going. What, okay, so the plenary is at 6, and then the reception's immediately after that.
I didn't realize it was an imaging workshop the second day. Man, I might still send another person to Hupo still.
This
I'd
is
see
why
if
it's
she'd
good we ask, like, do you prepare? You're just like, whoa, this is
say. Yeah,
great.
I forwarded it to people that I've got the budget to pay for to send, right, to the conference. And I'm sure that there's a certain point where, they get tired of traveling, they've got classes, they've got other things, right? Where, and maybe Chicago isn't the best draw, when, you see other conferences that might be in much, much cooler places.
Dude, I am so excited about after talking about Chicago for so long,
No.
I am genuinely excited.
I've
No.
been once and I had a really, really great time.
This will be my 72 hours of Chicago or whatever it is.
Oh yeah. Hey. Second short course is spatial omics by mass spectrometry imaging. And that's got Peggy, Stephanie, and Kevin
Oh, and
Shea from.
Kevin. So Kevin was in Charleston. You knew that, right? No, you don't know that. In grad school. No, he's at Beatty now. No,
No, I know this
Kevin,
is.
when I was in grad school, Kevin was this guy that would come to me, like my poster, and he was so, like, he would just like, and I was doing something stupid, like metal microbe interactions or something weird. And he'd just ask all these questions. He was super supportive. And yeah, and then he went to Vandy, but I love seeing Kevin. So, big fan.
The next short course is the one that Jenny told us about on her podcast, the Precision Medicine. Jenny,
Are you going to
who's
read
to
all these names?
yes, no, I was just that was just like a bunch of really, really good people and that Yates guy.
Yeah. No, it's full of yeah, and again, I guess if you go back to that podcast, was that it's a bunch of people.
That's what the time is, but that's it's a huge I think that's going to be a really important workshop, right? Because we've got to if we're going to make the next step, we've got to get some of this stuff toward the clinic. And I mean, the only person I can think of that has successfully done that is like just Jenny, right? So there's obviously some stuff out of Seattle that are starting to get that they're actually getting implemented. And there's a couple things. I guess there's some stuff at Hopkins, but she's really the field leader in that, right? So
Now, are you giving a lunch seminar here, Bid? I thought you were going to a game. What is
I am giving a lunch seminar, and I am not surprised to see my name here. And then I'm going to a Bulls game.
And then you're coming back for the workshop.
I am coming back for the workshop. I can really only get to halftime, but I've never been in the United Center. I've been trying to check off different, when I was on the road for Thermo, I got to a decent number of stadiums. And if you're one person on your own, last minute, man, you can get some killer seats. Like, when the Celtics were terrible and the Philly had just started the process, man, I got like courtside, like for under $100, and it's like nobody wanted to see that awful thing. And and this is pretty similar. Like I'm feeling I can get some killer seats because the yeah no the Bulls are playing the Pacers, and they might as well both not be in the league right now. So
I know nothing about what you're saying. I just know
okay.
they're really, I saw one NBA game, maybe two, and they're just really big. And that's a super obvious statement, but I can't imagine being courtside. Like,
Yeah.
I would feel like they were going to step on me.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like giants.
Yeah. No. We used to. Yeah. I've been very lucky about anywhere I've lived. The basketball teams have been terrible, and you're very lucky. Near the Wizards because they've always been bad. You know, I had a season and a half of Michael Jordan when he was like 40. But outside of that, so you can get in and watch. Yeah, you can see anybody. Tim Duncan is so much bigger than you'd ever guess. Man, he's just, like, so that was a while ago, obviously. But yeah, but I'm gonna go see the first half game, and then I'm gonna get back in time for the workshop probably.
Cool. And then we got a PTM, so post launch PTM short course, DIA short course, and both of those are, I mean, the PTM people, that looks awesome. A lot of computational people, it looks like. Brett, so this is our other workshop co-person. Brett is going to be doing the DIA with Birgit and Jordan. So Birgit and Jordan are both now at the Buck.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then yep. Brett. Okay, I'm not doing Jack that day. I'm going to be flying on an airplane, and then I'm going to go have tea.
Wait, this is Sunday.
This is Sunday.
We have a workshop.
We do. Yeah. All of y'all are. Well, no, I'm going to show
up for that, right? Because in case I am late.
Someone's got to be there.
Oh, yeah. So you have to pay for the PTM workshop. There's extra fees for the PTM, both the D
and
the
D. It's not a lot, though. But it's not like $600 or something. Like it's a smallish number.
Okay. Well, maybe some people will come to the SciX thing, and I'll when I find out what I'm going to talk about. And because looks like you don't have to pay again now. Anyone's around.
And then we got Garcia, Ben Garcia. I think, you know, he's probably a pretty fun talk. So he's going to be at the same time as our workshop. So if anyone's listening, you can either go learn how to get an academic job and keep it, or you can come to our workshop, which is going to be three people in a battle royale, and it's going to be awesome.
Yes. Now, there may be a pseudo game show format. There will definitely be.
There may be wrestling masks.
No question. We're going to get down into the nitty gritty of where different LFQ methods succeed, but more importantly, where they fail. Right. So I think that's how we've designed these exercises. And I think that's what we'll get to. That's what people are going to get out of it. I think they might remember all the glitter.
They're going to remember the glitter, but, and that's not, I get, well, and so we've got Brian Searle, Birgit Schilling, and then Martin Frenio. So we're going to, it's not us. Yeah. And then you get, there's like a quick little break there. There's not a break actually. What am I saying? And then it's the plenary, which is
Milan. Time is our workshop.
It's 4:30 to 5:45.
Oh, okay. So I didn't see time above it. I saw that Dr. Garcia got.
I'm really glad. Yeah, my first question: do you prepare? Be like, what is this workshop?
Man, I sent you slides.
You did. Yeah, no, we are super prepared. But then, so like right after that is the Milan Mrkšić, who was again a really good guest. And so he'll be talking about SAMD and other
definitely carried
stuff.
That podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I do this all the time. We're like, is this your first podcast? He's like, I don't know, like 20th.
Yeah.
And then it's the reception, which is
there's a
beer.
Reception. All right.
There could be a band, and I'm not joking about him playing a guitar. So.
Wow. Okay. That's great. Well, that's Sunday. That's the biggest day, right?
Yeah, and then it ends at like 8:30. And then I assume it's gonna be everyone, like you haven't seen people. So this is okay. So back on like conferences. I mean, to me, this is the point of the conference. I mean, it's not the point of the conference, but it's like, it's like you haven't seen people in person, or maybe you've never met them in person, but you go out and like you drink a beer, you eat some food with them. So we were talking about preparing
that way, right?
And no, it's actually, so like my prep for ASMS, like I will make a prep, like I'll have like my daytime prep, but I will have a list of people. And a lot of times those are people that I don't actually know. And my whole goal is to like get in front of, like have a face-to-face interaction so that if I write them later, hopefully the face-to-face interaction was good, but then they like know that. And so that's, you know, Monday night, that's, but I don't have a list anymore. I feel like I did that part.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea. Cause it's hard to catch up with people when that you need to, and both, you know, especially this is, it's not all social. These are our careers tied together. Right. So, missing a collaborator, with really cool samples, you know, cause you, ran into your, you know, grad school roommate.
And then, oh yeah. No,
woke
it's
up the next afternoon.
Probably shouldn't do. No, but it's, you know,
we shouldn't do that. You should have schedule, have a social schedule. Yeah. Have your social calendar for the place.
I do. No, like, no. So I think it was when I went to, it was IMSC and it was like 2018 or 2019. And, John Wilson, like, I was like, I didn't know a lot of people there. And John Wilson was there. He's like, hey, you want to go eat lunch or go eat dinner with us? I'm like, yeah. He's like, cool. I'm going like John Yates, a couple of his students. And we go and you have dinner in Italy is like 3 hours. And as we're walking, it turns out John was like reviewing a paper of mine at the time. And, you know, then we all hung out and we weren't talking science, I don't think. I mean, maybe a little bit, but it was, I remember talking books a lot, sci-fi. But that dinner, you could probably trace most of the good things like that have been happening like to that moment, right? Because like you like I got to see, oh, John Yates is approachable. He got to see like Ben Neely is probably as strange as he seems. And then like I could email him, you know, and but that's again, like, yeah, if you're at a USU boat, it's small. You've got all these people, right? Like all those people are there and like they're all super nice. I mean, I think that's the point of the podcast. And you can just go hang out with them.
Yeah.
So Sunday night.
Yeah, no. And the bar and the Drake Apollopsin pictures, it actually, they definitely had professional photographers take the photos. And it's, yeah, they're it's hard to tell what it's like because the pictures are so good.
Well, I'm going to be at the Palm Court drinking tea that afternoon. So.
All right. Hey. Yeah.
I told my dad that and he was like, do you need a top hat? I was like, why do you have a top hat?
Wait, did you get one?
He's in Macon, Georgia. He can't like send it to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Is it because it's not one that compresses? Because I always just assume a top hat would just compress into a disc and then you can put it in the mail.
It's just if you flip it out and like put it on your head.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never seen one in person. I don't think.
Or it's like, who's the one? Is it Oddjob, like in James Bond, who can, you know, fling them, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Out? Forget the character name, but that sounds about right.
Oh, yeah, so good. Yeah, and if anyone is actually listening to this, this is a good point. So as a person that is organized and like you see how these conferences work, it's really important to stay at the hotel where they ask you to stay. So like if you look at how the budget works, when they negotiate a price for the conference at a hotel, the hotel actually kind of says, well, how are you, were you able to book the number of rooms you said you're going to book the prior year or the year prior? And if you come in and you're like, oh, I don't think I can, they're like, well, we're going to make you pay more money. So if you can fill up that block at whatever conference you go to, that'll actually make the conference cheaper. And I think that's one of the reasons, I'm sure there's lots of reasons. I don't know ASMS well, but they can roll in and say, yeah, like we're going to have a crap ton of people. They're not going to be like Airbnb, like they're going to fill up your hotel. And that's what lowers that and, you know, sponsors. That's what lowers the price. So stay at the hotel.
Yeah. No. Okay. So, I have traditionally always booked my own Airbnbs and for almost every conference.
You're that guy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Especially the last few years where, you know, a lot of the conferences I traveled to, you know, those were coming out of my pocket. Right. So, you know, yeah, now it's cool that now they can expense it to something that would pay for it.
In the Drake, I mean, did you get a haunted room or?
I did not specifically select haunted. I just assumed that if I booked it through the US Hoopo site, they would choose one that was haunted.
A haunted choice. I think you had a river view choice. There was not actually a haunted view.
Okay.
Man.
No, I thought the rates were really good for, for a hotel that's, famous and stuff.
No,
It's good
absolutely.
price and stuff. Okay, do you want to look at Monday?
I feel like we're gonna run out of time, but yes.
Okay.
Here,
Well, we can
let's.
switch over. Yeah.
All right, so there are morning seminars.
Ugh,
So if
okay.
you wake up early, you
Yeah.
can do some
Actually,
breakfast.
the 7 o'clock unmatched single cell detection in kits for simplifying proteomics. And I think we all knew that this was going to come. The first thing is like MRM single cell, because there's no question that if you can see single cells, single cell peptides on a high res instrument, that you could do it with a high end triple quad, right? So, and I'd heard rumbles of people working on that. That's the first time I've seen Amy working on
Well,
it.
that's I mean, that was when I first got into MRM stuff. Chris Borchers, I mean, that was, I think I carried around that paper and like one by Sue, and like those were kind of like my Bibles, like in the lab. So Sue Abitiello. So
Yeah.
you
I've
got some
never met
cool.
Richard, but I've visited when he was running Vancouver Island, that big lab there, which I think is now I just left University of Maryland, but he's run that facility now. But that's one of the prettiest proteomics facilities in the world, I think.
Those Canadians.
Yeah, now that like the weather is always perfect on that little island. It's crazy. There's some sample prep. Man, this is all stuff before like 8 a.m.
Oof. Yeah, don't have too much fun on Sunday night.
Yeah, no. There isn't a situation in the world where I'm at a meeting at 7 a.m. It just doesn't happen.
You
I
know,
don't do
I'll. I remember my first meeting
it.
after I had kids, and like I stayed out till 2 and I was still making like the breakfast seminars at like 7 because like I slept. Like I was in a hotel and like nothing woke me up, and it was magical. Now I'm just really, really tired, so I feel like that's not true anymore. I'm just very tired.
Yeah, I just don't
I
like people in the morning. Can't deal with them, so I just don't interact with them. That's I'll be awake and everything. I just won't talk to anybody.
Ben, would you say that you, if you were going to predict, do you think I'm a morning person?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm absolutely a morning person. My wife hates it. She detests it.
Yeah, I actually like being up in the morning. It's just it just takes a while for me to warm up to humanity.
Wait, one more question.
Sure.
Do you? And I think, well, I know you do this, but I have never once brought like running shoes to a place I traveled and like done exercise in a place. Do you always do that?
Always, yeah. And
Yeah.
that's the first thing I'll pack. Yeah. So just yeah. It's pathology, man.
And do you run in the morning, like before things are get going?
Yeah, yep. Yep. I almost first thing when I wake up, run, whatever. Hopefully, we'll scope out the gym or whatever and find out where it is and hit first thing when I wake up. So, yeah. I used to, like, when I was on the road for Thermo, I would even, like, especially, I was much younger, my knees worked and everything. One of the benefits was, like, being able to hit basketball courts, like, all over the country, all over the world.
Which you
And,
just roll up, random dude, let's play some basketball.
And just hit a park wherever. And so that was when I was, for if you want to get your bag searched, man, take a deflated basketball through through TSA.
Does it just look weird?
I think it just looks really strange, like on the X-rays. But and that was, this is 10 years ago, or 8 years, something
So,
ridiculous like that.
did
So.
you work? So, you worked for industry after grad school?
Yeah,
Like,
yep.
so you got like a PhD, And then you're like, I don't want to be broke. I urge it. How did that, what, how did you do that? Why did you do that? Can I ask that question?
Sure. Yeah. So I was I did two postdocs, and I thought, and realized I was gunning for industry stuff, and I got like a really cool job, and probably to this point in time, it may be the best job I ever had, and that was staff scientist at NIAID, and then my wife at the time got relocated, and so and so there was a there was a point where I was like, oh crap, and I knew I could get it, a friend in Thermo had offered and was like, hey, we've got application scientist positions, and so I did that. I was living in, I was like, you could live anywhere in the world you wanted to be like on the road, and I tell you what, it was an absolute blast. It's to
What is the
like get on a plane, go to somebody's cool lab, hang out with them for a week, help them with their problems, go home, get on a plane, do it again. It's
Can I ask, because for me, like, even though we talk a lot, like, we joke about age and timing and things, at what time are you at Thermo? Like, what's the time? Can I ask that? Like,
30, yeah, about 30, yeah.
no, not how old are you? Sorry.
Oh,
Like,
time
what's
frame?
the years? Yeah, like, what are the years
Oh,
in
like
that?
2012,
Really?
2010, 2011, something like that. Yeah, you're right. That's about right, I think.
And is when did you start the blog?
2010, 29,
Mm.
2009, something like that. Yeah.
That's awesome. I remember the first time I saw your blog. I was setting up a lab, and it was my old boss. So he had gone to UAMS, and he bought a bunch of instruments. He wanted me to replicate the lab that we had at MUSC. So we went to UAMS's in Little Rock, and he like sent me these links to your blog. He's like, I want to do this. And then and it was like five posts. He's like, make this happen. And I was like, who is this guy? And I'm like, wait, this is great. But I had no idea. Like, I didn't know what I was. It was like some weird secret part of the internet. So I would have been like 20, God, might have been like 13 or 14 at that point. So it was, you were going strong at that point.
Yeah, it really started off as like my personal notes, right? That were Google searchable, that I could find wherever and a lot of that's gone now, right? A lot of the things where where it's come to my attention that was something that I was absolutely incorrect about, right? Or that I completely misunderstood. So my second postdoc was industry, and or the pseudo industry. It was government contract work, but we were drug mechanism of action, right? NCI said, hey, like you can't give this drug to people unless you have a mechanism of action, and so all these people that like just started making shit up, right? And so we were the lab that would take these drugs in if everyone was skeptical and actually see what the mechanism of action was, and so that was like a zero publication pseudo government position. So I was like, man, if I ever want to make it back to industry or anything, I should make these things public. I think probably my roommate in grad school and I probably saw the same article on Yahoo about how like a blog could further your career, because his page, biologist in Antarctica, is like on the same format, and it was actually really big for a while, and now he's a guy. So because he spent several years in going to Antarctica all the time. So same format, same thing. So, but it certainly didn't hurt to have it there. I mean, it has hurt at times, right? Have your unfiltered opinions Google searchable. That can be a bad thing from time to time.
You definitely leave it up. I mean, you don't, you're not like, oh, that sucked. Let me. I mean, I guess you've removed a couple things here and there, but you're mostly like, you let it ride.
Yeah, I know. And I think
Oh.
probably for, there are some things on there that are really stupid that I should be embarrassed about. But there are also things that, like, I think it's important that I leave them there because I put so much time into such a bad idea.
Like, okay, that's the second time you've mentioned things you're wrong about. Like, give me an example. What are you wrong
Oh,
about?
Okay, so there was a really, really manic series of events around Boxcar.
Yeah, I remember
You
those.
remember
And you
the
made Box
Boxcar
Fart or
acquisition
whatever it
stuff?
was.
Yes, no. So that was that's a methodology that hasn't survived the test of time, right? But it
Wait, Box
was,
Car or Box Fart?
well, I think Boxcar, right? When was the last Boxcar paper you saw?
That was Florence. That was like 2019, right? It was
Yeah, like the
huge.
first one.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
It's like,
After that summer, there was really nothing.
oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
And I think Ion Mobility got good, right? And so maybe and the technology does work. And I actually was just I ran into some files cleaning up a hard drive, and I ran into a whole lot of runs of my own Plasma, and where I did different variations of Boxcar, and I used FAMES in Boxcar, and hopefully a person whose instrument I was using isn't listening to this, because I was definitely asked to quit running my own Plasma. But so I do think that was a method that when you threw in FAMES, all the advantages were really gone. So I think that Ion Mobility got good, and had it not, I think it would be a technique that people would use today, but it's not.
Man.
It's just too easy to do Ion Mobility.
But if you
So that's
don't have, but if you're like me and you've just got like a Lumos with nothing on the front, it's still
yeah, no,
legit.
I think there's advantages to it. You can't, there's no one ever worked out how to do, FDR properly on it. And so yeah, you boosted your signal and noise. You are picking up these things, but are they true or not? You can do the max quant route and just assume that they are. Right? But with everybody really moving toward Feng Chao's stuff and MS Fragger, which actually does a false discovery rate on that match between runs peak, to give you some sort of certainty measurement that you're not just like translating noise across. No, it's a technology I think I really thought was going to be the future and was worth putting lots and lots of time into, but
I didn't think that's what you were going to say. Like, I thought it was going to be some obtuse, weird, I don't even know what.
no, I put a lot of time
I like when you look at like old Ben, not, and I'm calling that myself old Ben, but like, because I feel like I'm never good. I mean, sometimes I'm like, I'm pretty proud of it, but a lot of times I'm like, why did I do that stupid thing? And so, like, keeping it out there. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's good to. I call my historic
about that.
self
So,
old Ben.
I don't know. I think your work's pretty well respected. I hear people talking shit about your Wombat Plasma work, man.
You're
It's
like.
stuff, right? And nobody else wants to do it for real. I think everybody's glad that you're doing this stuff. In fact, I was about to email you because somebody was wanting me to do metabolomics on lemur monkeys.
Ooh.
And I was like, hey, well, I've got
Are
the
they
blood. You want to do proteomics on it?
lemurs? I tell you, they resist all these weird toxins. I don't know if that's the research they do, but that's the weird one for me with lemurs.
It's aging stuff.
Is it aging too?
I think it's aging stuff that they're doing.
If
So,
it
yeah,
there's
because if I'm going to plasma, I can prep it, run on EvoCep, get your proteomics.
It's pretty
Yeah, so we
exciting. I've told you that like all my decisions are based on wildcrats, and like there's a lot of lemurs and wildcrats, so it's very high on my list of organisms I'd like to do.
if you're unfortunate enough to be listening to this is a children's television show that when you go to the Compare Project website on NIST, and you should keep in mind that the organisms are being analyzed with a slight bias by a children's TV show.
But it's 100% true. It's my kids. It is absolutely true. They're like, "Dad, guess what I learned?" I'm like,
Right?
"No way." Like that's like my exposure, right? It's like your blog, Twitter, and then like my kids. And then they'll tell me things. I'm like, "No way." That was how I learned about brolar bears. Like they're like brown bears and polar bears.
Oh,
Or maybe
okay.
they're
Actually,
called growler bears. I don't know. No, that was a growler bears. They were like grizzlies and polar
that a
bears. But
grizzly bear and a polar bear?
so canines are this really weird part of the tree, and they actually can do hybridizations that are fertile. And it goes back to,
Whoa.
it's just this weird section of the tree of life. And that made me have all these emails, like with all these people. And it was based on like my then third grade son's report that he did in school. Like I went
Wow.
off a deep end.
Wow.
Because like,
Is that
what if
all going to
someone has
work?
counterfeit liger hair, like a liger hair fur coat? How do you detect that? Like, what's a freaking liger proteome? There was just a
Wait.
lot of weird questions.
Yeah. Do you have markers to tell that apart?
No, I d no, this was like a pure. Okay, so me and Brett are working with Glendon Parker on this like fur forensic thing. But I actually brought that up in one of the meetings because they're like, okay, you're only allowed to have four animals' hair. Well, then how do you know it's not one of those? Well, what if they hybridize it? Like, what if it's like you can't have cat hair, that's allowed. Well, what if the cat was a cat hybrid? How can you
Right.
prove that's not true? I'm like, I don't freaking know. How many
Right.
people analyze hybrids? We don't even like mixed species. Well, blend
Sure, yeah.
them. What do you do then?
So this, John Yates was talking about the rat FASTA databases being really crappy. And we use rats for everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, so where would you even get started on that? Yeah, but you know, I think that's kind of a luxury, right? Being a scientist is that, you know, if you can find a way to do stuff, I mean, at this point in time, there's no way we can do all the projects that we want to in our lives if we have inspiration to do anything, right? There's so being, you know, where does your inspiration come from to pick and choose? I mean, how's that different from somebody
Wildcats.
into my office? Oh yeah, hey,
No,
well,
it's
but you know,
Wildcats.
like, you know, it's not any different really than you know, I'm actually in my office when some MD decides to like come looking for me, you know, because nobody wants to come down to the basement and look for me there. So, you know, and so there's this just kind of randomization of what projects I take and what MDs I work with just because of timing, right? So
Do you? I mean, I completely agree. Like it's all kind of random and like what you're it's a combination of like where you're at, where the technology's at, where the projects are at. Do you ever I think about this, I don't know, way too much. Like big projects scare me because it's almost like I feel like it takes too much of my time for too long. And I like I know like you should want that, and I do like long projects that have like a long horizon. But the idea of like having to stick with a method, a study, it kind of freaks me out. And I'm like not. I mean, it's and this is okay. Maybe I should let's use Milan
Yeah.
Lucic as an example. You know, he kind of felt that way, right? Is like once you get to the part where like it's kind of mature. And you're more just working through kind of the obvious. He's like, I need to hand that off. Right. So you want to be a pioneer. But that other phase scares me. But I know that other phase is very stable and successful.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I've had a couple of situations where I've built labs for like routine testing purposes. Where you know, where design the methods, design the QC, you know, bought the instrumentation, set up everything, got the accreditation, and you know, and set it up, you know, when where accreditation was required, and then walked away from it, right? And just thought like, okay, because I'm not at a point where I want to be in charge of the same assay that's generating the same 400 samples per day, same 400 results. Like that's I did that in the clinic years ago, and I think that's you know, and it's very important. And in fact, I enjoyed that a lot. I really enjoyed like being in the clinic and working like and running the same assay and doing QC and stuff all the time. And I read a lot of novels in between samples and in between QCs, right? And I really could see doing that my entire career, and I'm glad that there are people to do that, but you know, that's not what I want to do now, right? I want to set up this targeted assay, get it accredited, and hand it off to you, right? So, and I think that's probably where a lot of people are in our field, where we kind of develop these methods Like, yeah, because we're still exploring. We've got this tiny fraction of the proteome done. We want to move on to the next one. So I could see that. And big projects are for like, you know, that's like a PhD project, right? You're already done with this.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, it's but even like even let's say you had to analyze 3,000 samples versus 40. You know, both of them are like a paper. One sucks a lot of your time. I think it's that time commitment and just things move so fast. I mean, we were just talking about like where I am a year from now, at least I could wrap that project up. But if now like I'm on a 3-year project, I don't know. It's
Yeah. You know, yeah, so we're gonna roll out this mouse aging atlas, and you know, and I think it was really good DIA data off of timsTOF from last year. And you know, so there's been, you know, 10 big developments on how to do that better in the last year or so. And you know, I don't think anybody's gonna be impressed with those results, but I prepped 128 organs, man. yeah, I'm not, you know, I just can't see a situation where it makes sense to rerun 128 organs, right? Just to get a higher depth. And so, you know, but at the end of the day, where this isn't, you know, this study isn't for mass spectrometrists to say, hey, look, you know, why didn't you get 8,000 liver proteins, right? Because it's a resource to say, hey, look, you know, across a mouse, as it gets into extreme aging, what does this protein change? But how does, you know, from in this organ? So that's, you know, that it's, but man, it is a little frustrating because the DIA data we're generating now using, you know, some of these newer approaches where the IMAbility Cloud is selected smarter is just so much better.
yeah and then
But I'm not running
yeah
it again.
it's and then you've got you know I mean credit to these people who like have to maintain projects right it's like then you got to maintain it I mean
Yeah.
it's like and then you have to stare at oh I don't know it's like
Yeah.
oh I and
Hey,
it,
there's people out there to do it, man.
it's well and I think that's and maybe that's a you know I think part of our interviews is you know understanding kind of yourself and your you know was it Jenny was saying like your limits and I think if you can just identify that and kind of put yourself in the situation that's right for you know like I'm a very the government we're on like annual situations you know I can have things I want to do over time but it's not necessarily going to happen and that I think actually does kind of jive with me so yeah well okay we're still on Monday
Oh,
so
yeah. Okay, let's hit some
wait
of the stats, though, right?
well hold on okay so on
Wait.
Monday so there's only 2 full days
Yep.
of
Oh, yeah,
people
we've got plenty of time. We can get through this. Okay, you
okay
keep going.
okay so are we just going to keep so 8 o'clock on Monday is we've got the Don Hunt lecture which is Dave Muddiman and then the thing that we're all excited about which is so from
Woo!
9 to 10 okay and this is actually why this is beautiful is everyone's in one room so this is the single stage idea it is 1 minute per person it is fast
2 seconds.
it is crazy and so everyone gives their pitch essentially come to my poster and I think there's going to be a lot happening this year I think there will be dancing I think there will be singing
Man, I'm glad, it's an hour and a half.
is it an hour and a half no the
An hour
poster
and a half.
session is an hour and a half
Oh, crap. Okay. Wait, so then you go straight to the poster session. I forgot that. Okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you get that, you take that energy and you're flooded.
Right to the poster session. Okay.
It's one of the weirder things I've seen. Not weirder, wonderful things, right? Like I've never seen a conference do that.
I've been disappointed with lightning talks since.
Yeah,
I
well, okay, so
accidentally.
you're giving a lightning talk Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
And
I am also surprised by the fact, and I am excited and prepared. I
Hey, Ben, welcome to your schedule. We're doing it live.
Oh, man.
And we won't. we won't let anyone know what you're doing, but yours is going to be funny. Anyways, then we go into our sessions. Okay, we're going to like speed round them. First, so
Yeah.
again, two at a time. We've got essentially it's imaging. It's Jeff
Yeah.
Spragans. Well, I'm not going to do these names. It's going to hurt me. Let's
Yeah.
do people that were on the podcast. All right, so we got imaging and top down at the same time.
Yeah, nobody in imaging was there, was on the podcast, which that's probably,
But it
yeah, maybe
looks
that's something we should
good.
look at in the future. Ooh, top down. Okay, yeah, top down proteoform biology. Okay, and then there's an integrated
And that's
top
Jung.
down and quality
That's Jung.
imaging.
That's right. So that's yin
Oh
yang or
yeah, no.
yin. There you go.
Yeah, no, super cool.
Then we've got some more of these lunch people.
Okay, yep, I'm not in any of those.
Oh my gosh, Nautilus given a talk. See, this is actually what I'm super excited about is again these, this is what I want at US Hupo. I want these like non-normal things to just take
Yeah.
over, not take over. I want them to be there.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, those technologies are coming. There's nothing we can do about it. And there's places where they make more sense. I've met people at Nautilus. I don't know much about the technology, so.
All right, so after lunch, and so you've got kind of a short, you really, yeah, again, they pack it in so hard. Translational mass spec for neurological disorders and diseases, and oh, computational proteomics. I trend towards computational proteomics, so I want to see that one a lot.
Yeah.
Then you
Yeah.
just.
I've seen Robin Raw. AI imaging. Yeah, no, that would be cool. Man, are we gonna do a podcast where we talk about the where we review the session the thing afterward, in which case we should split it up.
I
I'll go to
wanted
the other
us to just like go around interviewing people. It'd be so
one. Yeah,
bad.
no. If you gotta do that. Look at the technology.
If someone wants to figure out how to do that, I would do that in a heartbeat. Then you get in
3:30, scotch break.
Scotch break.
I'm not drinking coffee at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'll be up all night.
Then we've got what? So PTMs, which
Wow,
we
my
know.
neighbor. So we get Amanda humming, and then my neighbor, Dr. John. So.
Cool. And she's not actually 7 feet tall. We've said it so many times that I question myself.
It's a good joke from the first podcast or second.
Oh, so we had two people from the next session on the podcast. So, Bioinformatics, which is Heather and Brian, are the invited ones.
Oh,
Heather
yeah.
Desayre and Brian Searle. And so that'll be great. Do you think Heather's really going to talk about the fingerprints?
Let's see.
Did she say she was?
This looks like it's going to be more about Alzheimer's. So, yeah,
Man,
maybe that's for
no,
after. We can.
that's what it was. Remember, it was like fat because like all the brain stuff is fat related, and so it's like lipids from your fingerprints, which
Yeah.
is actually more like your sweaty forehead. Well,
Okay.
I'm
Well,
stoked.
cool.
I'm gonna
Yeah, no,
just
fair.
say
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. Yeah,
I'm
no,
really
definitely have
stoked
to be
about
in that
that
one.
one. Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's tough. So we gotta choose between. We actually have to choose between Amanda or Heather.
Oof, don't tell them. It's like kids. Don't say which one's your favorite.
Okay.
Amanda, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we have to split it up and share notes.
No one cares.
No.
And then that's
Okay,
pretty much it. And then there's a workshop. So there's a little bit of a break. No, there's not a break. You just go
Okay.
straight the workshop till 7 o'clock, and that's central time. So I tell you, I'm gonna be hungry. I have to pack like a sandwich at this point.
Figure out which vendor session is underpopulated and steal a sandwich.
Okay, now this part's really important, Ben Osborne, since I don't know how long we're going to do this. So Monday night is my tour of pizza.
Yes.
Okay, a half a mile away is Gino's East. Gino's East closes at 9. So you eat something, so you book it, you book it down there, eat a pizza, drink some beer, then 0.1 miles, one block away is Giordano's, which closes at 10. So I think you can go to the workshop and hoof it down and pound some deep dish pizza. That's my plan. You've given me a funny look that no one can see.
I was trying to see what the next day agenda was. Yeah, I'm totally down for pizza, man. I'm going.
Well, the next day you have to do a lightning talk and I have to do a lightning talk. So
Yeah, no. I'm
I'm
totally down
sure
for pizza,
we'll
man.
be done by 10 o'clock. We're super early people.
Oh yeah, no, just don't forget to tell me when you're gone. I'll go.
Okay. All right. So that's pizza crawl is Monday. Okay. Tuesday, speed round. Oh my God. Soma
Day.
Logic. Look at this. Look at this. Soma Logic is also
Wow.
here. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, it's tough.
Oh wait, or is
Because
Soma, it's Soma Logic and Spectronaut? I think those are two different things, right?
I think it must be two different things.
Okay.
Okay, well, I know which one I'm not going to because I will not be awake to go to a meeting at
They have
7 o'clock. I would,
it's
if I was going to go. Oh man, I'm so bad around people that early in the day. But if I was going to go to one, I'd definitely go to Soma Logic. And
like,
that,
is
no, you
it?
know, I like Spectronaut, and I'm really curious about how it's going to change and how Bruker runs them or whatever.
I don't think they're
But
gonna tell you
Soma,
that.
very curious about Soma.
Are they, wait, so when you say you're not a morning person, is it like you're like mean to people or you just can't speak words at people? Or you just don't
I just
like people?
yeah just yeah I think that I probably don't realize how much I hate interacting with you. I think I do a good job of hiding it, but deep down inside I'm just considering ending my
Like right now, you're like, why am I doing this? What is
Oh,
like this?
not right now,
Oh no,
but if this
okay, God, I thought
conversation
you
is
were saying that
happening at
right
6:45.
now. Like you're staring at me like I want to stab my eyes. Like I thought that's what you were saying. So no, in the morning. Okay, got it.
No,
But we went for that
just
run.
bad at it.
We
Was that?
ran together in Charleston. Like you seem pretty
Yeah,
cool
no.
then.
So maybe it isn't as bad as I think that it is. I also, I found this joke funny forever, where, would pretend that I didn't know how to pronounce 8:30 a.m. And I think that I stole it from maybe a commercial, but I found that joke hilarious for a really long time. And maybe I still do.
It's not even early. I have kids. If I'm up at like 7, I'm doing pretty, that's like pretty late.
Yeah, no, I typically get up around like 4:30 in the morning. That's normally where my day starts. That is a very standard day for me.
Oof,
My
yeah.
dogs, yeah, I like get up, hang out with my dogs, come late at 5:30. So I'm up and doing things.
So you could make the 7 o'clock and probably I'll just leave you alone.
No. If you don't see me, I just want to make sure I had an excuse for it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have another one of the plenary sessions. I met, I'm gonna mess up his name, Yangshen Lui. Anyways, he's at Yale. I remember I met him at a Yupo, the big Yupo. So he's super cool. He was doing some weird animals too back then. I don't know if he's still doing that, but he's a big DIA person. And then
DIA, yeah, PTMs, cool.
lightning.
Lightning too. Second day lightning.
So I actually have to do this one, and I have to, yeah.
Who is emceeing this on?
I don't know. I feel like it's Sarah Parker. I don't know. It might be one of the organizers. It might be someone from the board. Well, I
Okay.
feel like they told me.
And then poster. What a great kickoff for day two. Parallel session, protein dynamics and turnover versus biomarkers in precision medicine.
Ooh, man, that's Jenny Van Eyck. Like I said, I'm joining that cult right now, so sorry.
The Jenny started a cult.
Yeah. No, I said that was in the podcast. If she started a cult, I would be there.
Okay.
No, I don't think she started one. I mean, I'll ask her.
Yeah,
I've been talking to Simon a lot lately. So maybe.
that's a yeah. No, he joined the Jenny cult.
Yeah.
His and I could go upstairs and his name tag's still in the door. Man, it would have been so rad. We overlapped here. I think we could. It's craziness, but.
He's a good example of, we're talking about like conference interactions, like I met him, we hung out, we had like some late night antics in
This was
Atlanta.
ASMS, right? Did I
It
introduce
was.
you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was, and now he's like walking me through like handholding for this dual trap setup, and it is like blowing my mind. Like I am
That's cool.
so
That's
excited about
cool
it.
stuff. Yeah, I know. Man, he's got probably the coolest title in our field, right? Like he's the director of mass spectrometry innovation.
Well, now listening to Jenny, like that's a thing, right? Like she has like a whole section. Like if she has like a
Yeah.
Skunk Works in her lab. Love it.
Yeah, and it's really cool stuff coming out of there. And yeah, I actually found a used RSLC Nano 3000 with the right pumps. And so, because yeah, and I'm trying to work out getting that so I can set up the same thing.
Like the part that's maybe my favorite part of that method is not the dual trap. It's that he's using the autosampler to resuspend the samples before they right before they inject.
Oh, cool.
So
Yeah,
you
no,
put
I
in a well, I why would you know? Like, but yeah, you put in a dry plate, and as you, so basically the steps are as you're running, you backflush the trap, and then you turn around and you like squirt however many microliters into the well. And then you draw it up, so it's not like your sample is sitting or anything.
And those LCs, and I think most HPLCs have like all of these advanced capabilities like that, and we just don't use them. And I mean, even if, like the LC that I could do the most with, I don't actually have one right now, is like the old
What, the Foxy?
Excella.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, but you could do things like that, right? You could run a double column setup, and you could delete your sample on board one of those, and there were even things like worked into Excalibur. And like on these old instruments, man, where you could like if your sample was over a certain signal, then it would trigger an auto dilute step, right? You can do this.
No.
No, you can totally do this. And
What?
I think that there are some like good small molecule labs out there that probably have things like that set up. That's technology that just hadn't trickled down to proteomics, right?
But like you said, it's there. I mean, an Ultimate 3000, like that's pretty old. Well,
Yeah, no,
it's
you can buy a new one. I tried.
no, he's we have two. And one has been sitting there for this purpose, and I'm really glad I didn't do this 3 years ago, because now that he's done this, I'm
Yeah.
just like, show me how. And I have all the same parts, all the same stuff. So, all right, we have gone off on Jenny's lab. So, okay, lunch Tuesday. Devin Schwepp and Rebecca Gundry giving a fun
Oh,
talk.
sweet.
Yeah.
I've never met Devin.
I
Read
haven't
a
seen
lot of
him.
his stuff, so maybe this
Yeah.
is my chance here.
I mean, real time. I don't know if he's doing real time or what, but I've never met him either. I've been at his talks. Oh, maybe this is my list. Yeah, I need to start making my list. I need to
Yeah,
say
no,
hi to
mark on the
Devin.
list.
Yeah.
And of course, Rebecca is one of the coolest people on the planet. So,
I definitely met her in Charleston. So, okay, we're rolling it down to, so we got two parallels, fundamental understanding of nervous system with somebody named Birgit
cool.
Schilling. That's pretty
Yeah.
cool. So Birgit's gonna be on the podcast. I think that's kind of our take home. At some point in the future,
We have to have her on the podcast.
Birgit will be on the podcast.
Okay, yes.
All right.
She's such a great person and so pleasant and inspirational just to be around.
So, do you
would be
remember
able to
when I
better
had
report.
you and Birgit and Brett all in a session at ABRF? That was like
Yeah.
the first thing I was ever allowed to organize. I was like, oh my God, I want my three favorite people. And like, I had you all on stage and it made me so happy.
Yeah. That was Myrtle Beach or something, or
I
was
think
that
it might have
San
been San Antonio. It was
Antonio?
San Antonio.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it was good.
Well, yeah, it was a cool. Yeah.
Then structural
Okay.
biology. Josh Coote is what? Other people I haven't met. I am gonna start a list.
Oh,
I
wow.
hope they're
Yeah.
not listening.
Okay. Yeah, lots of
Ooh,
strong.
that'll be a tough
I've
one.
Josh came and spoke at a session that we had here, and I think I got to introduce him, but he kind of flew in and flew out. He's a busy guy.
This is such a short conference. I mean, what are we're on Tuesday afternoon and it only started like Sunday night. I mean, it's so
Right,
short.
yeah.
I got
Metabolomics look like one thing.
who does metabolomics? Who are these
Yeah.
people? That's a joke for anyone listening.
Yeah. I get way more requests for collaborations for metabolomics than proteomics, but you've
I
got,
believe it.
Bob Cole's three floors above me and has like I guess three S ends. I don't know how many are installed now. So you've got proteomics kind of covered there.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't have another set of sessions then. This is the infamous PI poster. Now, I don't know if they're doing the lightning talks in the morning.
Oh, yeah, no, good question.
I
And
don't.
we have still not discovered what qualifies as a PI, but
I think
we'll
it's, I think you're old. I think it's
yeah.
like you're old and not allowed in the lab.
Okay, yes. I mean, because I think my title says PI, but I'm glad I can be with in the morning because I like mornings a lot.
Well, what was it? I saw somebody, oh, I forgot his name, but he's from North Carolina. He asked that I think he got moved, but it's what did Jenny say? It was like 20, it's like 30-ish, under 30. And I think
Oh yeah.
there's drinks. I'm pretty sure
Evening mixer.
that's a
Yeah, no,
drinking
Jenny's poster
poster.
sounds really cool. I hope a lot of people check that out.
So
In the
that ends at
evening.
7. And then there's a evening DIA Genentech. Oh, there's a couple things. Oh,
Oh yeah.
Nick. Oh gosh. Okay, here we're making sure we hit our podcast people. Nick is
Oh
giving
yeah.
a nighttime evening workshop on glycoproteomics and glycoinformatics. Ooh, watch out.
Nice. Okay. Versus
Organize.
collapsions of DIA and some Veronica speak it. Oh, ASMS. I think maybe that's what it was. Halloween ASMS. They're doing really cool stuff there too, but whoa. And then there's stuff at 7 and 8.
Oh, that's the same time. So if you miss the workshops, you do ECR stuff. So all the young kids are going to go elsewhere. And then all the old fogies are going to be at workshops.
Glycoproteomics and glycoinformatics. Cool. Okay. Wait, did we just complete our mission?
You mean of like boring anyone who's listening? There,
Yes.
there's,
Well, no,
there's,
wait. No,
there's a
wait.
half
I
day on
completed
Wednesday.
tab for Wednesday. Oh, yeah, wait.
There's one more plenary set. There's two more
Yeah.
plenaries and one more parallels.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And get, yeah, this is Bing Zhang. I invited him to speak in up here a few years ago, and man, it took me forever to get him re paid back for his travel. I swear, it was and I don't think it was entirely my mistakes, but yeah. So most of my interactions with him are trying to get him reimbursed for his travel to come give a great talk here. Yeah, I don't know.
It looks like a good talk.
Wait, and then parallel session 3 has Tom. Parallel session 13, 9 o'clock.
Oh, this is the single cell. So this is again like when you're organizing.
Oh, this is Tom and Alexander.
See, you put them on the last day to make sure people stay.
Yeah, no, because man, okay.
So single cell, and then the other one is quantitative proteomics.
Wow.
Oof,
Yeah.
yeah, those are solid.
Okay. Yeah. And then Chris Alexander from our VMO group. These cardiomyocytes. Yeah, no, that's really cool. Parallel to PARP. Man, I hate PARP.
You're like, it's the worst.
Yeah, no, what you need is a PTM that can fragment in like five different places and polymerizes, right? So it could break it every polymer, it could break in five different places.
Wait, did you use this on the slides for the workshop? Was this the.
Oh, I should have. No, I didn't want to. Yeah, no, I just made up some PTMs for the workshop.
Okay.
I made up the normal PTMs and then really weird ones. But PARP is awful. I didn't want to. Yeah, because the answer to that for the LFQ Battle Royale, the correct answer from everyone would be no, I can't do this because the only way of
Stop.
working with PARP is to look at spectra manually. But hey. But I'll probably go to that one.
And so there's
But
four
versus.
and so there's four plenary talks, like they're like awards, right? So three so there's the four of them, and so the fourth is kind of the big one. So last year, this one, yeah, these are really cool talks. So the one in the morning, I think last year was like Eric Deutsch, the Gilbert Omenn, the computational one. And then so this year, the big one, the Catherine Costello Lifetime, is actually Gilbert or Gil Omenn, right? What? And so I think he has one of the other awards though, right? Like, isn't there like he is one of the other awards?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I feel like it is. So that's amazing, right? Like you just
I
have
went
these
to the next
people.
tab. Sorry, I wasn't laughing at this at all. I went to the next tab and I found something funny.
Oh, are you talking again? Did you just find more things that you're talking at?
Found that I'm listed to talk again,
No, you're
and
not.
I remembered why I don't have a headshot is because every time they ask for them, I send them something increasingly ridiculous.
Oh, is this for the, what's your alternate ego?
No,
No, not that.
no, this is unrelated, but every time yeah, no, and it just continued to escalate, and I've got these pictures of pugs who obviously have it's unfortunate genetic defects affecting their eyes and tongues, and it kind of escalated to this point, and so to a point where that at least one instrument vendor is afraid to ask me for a headshot, so they just leave a blank for me.
I mean,
Because
that's one way.
did this great professional photo, like, and in front of like a in front of like this big picture of Johns Hopkins and wore a tie and everything, but no one likes my facial expressions when I'm being serious, and so and yeah then yeah so then when they didn't like that, then I just started sending stuff that was funny.
I mean, yeah.
But yes, but now I do have a good backup, and I will have I should have some better photos of myself on Monday of US Open.
I need pictures. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for your work for the workshop, they didn't. I sent in. Yeah, no, maybe I didn't send it because I have. I found the worst photos I could of you and Brett, and I included those.
No, you did it.
And I think that probably Conference Solutions just didn't want to run with the photos I provided.
They adored it. They're like, no. Okay, no. So that's the conference. So it ends at like Wednesday at
We did it.
lunch. I'm going home on like a evening flight. And that's it. I mean, it's a short, it's not like a, an ASMS, which it's like, oh my God, can you make it to Thursday? Like,
Right.
it's done. It's done Wednesday lunch. Like, you're
Right.
done.
Woo. Okay. This a podcast?
No, it's not. No one should
It
listen
is
to
a
this.
podcast. You know, hey, it matches my commute if there's a if there's an accident.
I learned stuff about you that
Oh,
I've
yeah.
wanted to
Never gonna
ask
ask me
you.
questions about you.
No, don't do it.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question about in general. So we had nine people, or we had nine speakers, two students.
Yep.
I mean, what was like my favorite one? I think, or I had two things that two of the people said that I don't think I'd like put words to. One was like Jenny, when she was talking about like science is anyone can like come in and anything is possible. That was, I like that. And she had a lot of things, you know, like know your limits, but I don't think I'd put into words that because I didn't come from, you know, necessarily something that I should have been successful at, and it's very allowing. And then the other was Milan. I already said this earlier, but Milan, where he's talking about, you know, getting into things that don't have a lot of people. So those are my faves. So I was gonna say, what was your, do you have like a favorite or two or three?
You know, not in terms of the podcast. I think the favorite concepts. I think maybe the
Like a theme.
the theme that everyone came from somewhere else, right? Like that, you know, you
Yeah.
don't. I don't know that we, you know, maybe with the. I mean, it really, no. Like the only exception, like you think, like okay, well, Ying was with Fred McLafferty, right, for graduate school, right? But then she went and did the entire did everything wrong that in terms of how you get to be a tenured professor at an R1 institution, right? So she went to industry, she prioritized her life, and but still made it back around. I think everyone has like this circuitous way of getting to where they are, and as that theme just continued to get there, even from the students or from the trainees that, you know, that we had on this, everyone got there. And I think that's how it has to be, because I mean, where do you get a degree in proteomics? You know, you didn't go to proteomics university and you know, didn't grow up thinking, hey, I'm gonna be a proteomics scientist, right? Everybody came in from somewhere else. And I really like that theme, and it's easy to think that, like, okay, well, you know, these big established labs kind of run the whole thing, always have, but they really haven't. Like, this is a really small time frame.
Yeah.
That was the concept I liked the most.
Well, and that's at some other future date. So no one knows this, but I feel like we do talk a lot, and we like you hint at your past, and I can almost piece it together. And at this point, it's like a fun book that like, but I feel like you'd have a fun, you know, story. Like, you know, how we talk about that, right? You know, like how did you? It seems like everyone failed at chemistry. Did you pass chemistry? Did you do good at
Yeah,
chemistry?
I did.
Okay, good. You're like
Yeah.
one of the exceptions.
Oh, yeah. No, I really like biochem. But yeah, I did not like biochem. I don't think
But yeah, I think
anybody liked biochem. I think we one per wait. I think Katie liked biochem, and that was it.
I liked biochem.
Okay. Yeah.
But we weren't the people. But we're not, we weren't the guests,
Enzyme
right?
kinetics. You want to draw some enzyme kinetics
Oh
diagrams out
man,
of it?
all the Michaelis Menten all over the place.
Wow. Okay. Hey, you know, so two on
Yeah,
planet Earth.
right? But I'm not a
Yeah.
guest.
Yeah.
No, I yeah, and I think we're reasonably excited. So can I tell you, oh, I have one last thing to say because we do need to stop. But my favorite thing about I'm coming back to conferences. My favorite thing about conferences is when you prepare for a conference, even if you have this, you know, you're like you, where you just realize that you have to talk as we're reading things. I'm joking, kind
Yeah,
of.
should work on that.
But you're like, you're focused on the conference, and then it's like the city just happens. Like if you went to Chicago, you'd plan out like, oh man, I got to do this. I got to go see this museum. I got to go see this restaurant. I got to do all this stuff. But when you just go, like I mentioned Florence before, like I had zero plans for Florence. And so things just happened and it was the best time ever. And there's no way I would have had that much time if I had planned Florence. And so like, even though we have been talking about Chicago, we're not really planning it. And I think that means Chicago is going to be awesome.
Yeah, no. That's a great point. And
And
now that
even,
helps me feel not underprepared.
yeah, and even the, well, I was going to say even the crappiest town can be fun, but I don't know about Myrtle. That was pretty, Myrtle was still Myrtle Beach. But even places like Baltimore was super fun, Atlanta was super fun, Charleston was obviously fun. But I think it makes it more fun that you're not focused on the city.
I have this really I have this weird perception of Myrtle because my car broke down on the way, and no, and I was the first day I was so sleepy. I think the tow truck got me into Myrtle at like 4 in the morning or something. And then I like left my keys in the hotel when I got to I got the conference, and I was like, where's my keys? And I had to go back to the hotel, and they hadn't found them when they cleaned it. So yeah, so Myrtle was this like complete, I don't remember the entire first day and a half, I think. But
But I met you in person at Myrtle Beach.
yeah, I know.
Myrtle Beach is like the lamest conference, but I think that's when I met very important people. I met Magnus there. I met you there. Yeah, big life moments in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I know. That was and I had a really sweet Airbnb, like right on, well, like with a big deck.
You're one of those people. So you gotta stay at the horrible
Yeah,
conference center.
no, I did. Yeah. Car was under warranty, it all worked out. Didn't seem like it was going to.
All right. Well, okay. So, did we do what we definitely read the whole thing, which is
We read
hilarious.
the agenda, we got through it.
Talked about how to prepare for a conference.
Yep, no.
I think this is the last of the Road to Chicago. Like, this is
I
straight
think it
up.
might, yeah, I know. It might be, I think so. Woo,
And
okay, good.
oh wait, here, we'll do credits. Well, here, thank you, Ben. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, good job, Ben.
Yeah.
Great podcast series. I haven't listened to it, but I I think it's I think it's way better than the non-existent other proteomics
Oh,
podcast.
we are 100% best in the land of proteomics. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, so for listeners, I know we're going to say this, but you can leave reviews places. But if you did like something, you can tell us. We do have an email, theproteomicsshow@gmail.com. If you ask us a question at some future date, I swear we're going to do a mailbag. Real credits. So the views expressed are solely ours, not anyone else.
Oh yes. Wow. Absolutely. Thank you
Yeah.
for saying
Yeah, a
that.
huge shout out to US Hupo for sponsoring this, because yeah, we wouldn't have done this otherwise. And I think we were talking about it. It gave us a nice framework. Oh, Johannes for the song, which I have told many people is the reason there is a podcast. Not joking.
It certainly helped my motivation for sure.
And Kaylee Kirkwood, again, for making artwork that made it look way more professional than it was.
Yeah, no. And you would look at this and think the people doing it knew what they were doing.
Yeah, and then
So
you would
the person
listen to
who did
this
the artwork
episode.
knew what they were doing. Yeah, for
Oh yeah, she's legit.
real.
And that's pretty much it. So we may come back. We are going to come back. I think we can say that. We
Yes.
are going to do something else unless everyone just writes that email address and says, please stop. But we are going to do something. It won't be like tomorrow. It'll be some sort of break.
Honestly, if that's what people did, I would be more inspired to do it.
If they just said stop, like we would just
Yeah,
start
no,
doing the
I would do this every day.
You just call up and talk. Hey man, how you doing? Good. How's your snow? Nice. For an hour.
Got about a handful of snow. So.
Just to mess with you. Okay, so don't write and say that you hate it. That's it.
That's it. All right.
All right, enjoy. Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.